Listening to Mozart makes you smarter, they say. Look up Baby Mozart on Amazon.com, and you'll find thousands of titles, including Baby Genius Mozart and Build Your Baby's Brain. The problem with the Mozart effect, it's not true. It was debunked years ago, but there are some real relationships between music and the brain. Scientists at Vanderbilt University think they can show how music helps kids with disabilities. WPLN's Emily Siner has the story.
Inside a lab at the Vanderbilt University Kennedy Center, Raina Gordon is holding up a tangle of elastic wires connected to electrodes. This is how she looks at brainwaves.
For the kids, we call it a spaghetti hat.
She fits it over my head.
Okay, so close your eyes.
It's like a shower cap, kind of.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Then she plays me short clips of music, just a half second each, that are supposed to evoke emotions. She can see my brain response on the computer. A couple of years ago, Gordon and a colleague did this to adults with Williams syndrome. That's a genetic birth disorder that's often accompanied by heart defects, learning disabilities, and a curious affinity for music. So Gordon's study would play a chord for them and then show them a picture of a happy or sad face right afterward.
And it turned out that they got a particular brain response when the emotions of the face match the emotions of the music they had just heard.
That hypersensitivity to emotion and music wasn't really surprising, but it also hadn't been studied scientifically in this way before. Gordon and her colleague concluded that music could help people with Williams syndrome recognize or communicate their emotions.
Anecdotally, you know, a lot of parents report that it's extremely important. And so we think that it's important. We think it's unique. We don't think that you can get these benefits from doing just any other activity.
Gordon is what's called a music cognition researcher, and she spent the past decade looking at the relationship between sound and things like language, social skills, or even intelligence. But applying neuroscience to music is a pretty new field, and Gordon says it's still struggling to establish a reputation.
It's frustrating to me when people write off music cognition research just because the Mozart effect didn't pan out.
So like National Institutes of Health, right, which is the major funding agency for a lot of the research here at Vanderbilt, I think still looks upon music cognition as kind of a soft area of science.
That's Mark Wallace, director of the university's Brain Institute. He says that perception is starting to change.
There's a lot of emerging evidence that it could be a really powerful tool in therapy for individuals who have neurological illness or children who have developmental disabilities. And I think that's ultimately where NIH is going to start to get into the game, is there's going to be a recognition that this work can no longer be ignored, that it has powerful health benefits.
As for Raina Gordon, she's now looking at how music can help kids learn language. In a recent study, she and a researcher from Michigan State set up a game to test children on their ability to differentiate rhythms.
In this game, you will hear Randy play his drum twice. Listen as he does it now.
And then they tested the kids on their syntax, the way they structure sentences.
The boy's kite is stuck in the tree. What does he need to do?
He needs to go up and get it.
They found there was a link between being good at musical rhythm and being good at structuring sentences. Gordon doesn't know a definite reason yet. That's what she wants to figure out next. And once she knows why, she could help kids with language disorders. She could predict if a child will have trouble speaking based on their musical ability, or help kids develop their speaking skills with music classes. It sounds optimistic, but Gordon is a believer in the power of music. She was a trained classical singer before getting into neuroscience.
I think especially musicians tend to know that there are lots of benefits in music.
Whether those benefits can be scientifically proven, that's what she's trying to figure out. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.